It's happening.
Everything's booked, so the really big question is, where are we going to stay?
That's the really big question? What about why are these two people marrying each other? Is that all there is?
Well, Bitsy said they were madly in love.
You see, I find the love facade the most offensive part. We're adults, we can handle it. Bitsy should say, I'm getting older and I want companionship, or Bobby should say, the hot men don't go for me anymore. But don't print up invitations and call it love, as if love transforms people and changes molecules, because that's bullshit.
I guess you don't want to be my date, then.
No dates unless they have summer houses.
Oh, relax. We can stay with Stanford and Marcus.
I was a fool to break up with Richard before Labor Day. He has a fabulous house.
I wouldn't go to this charade if you paid me. It's like there's a pink suede elephant in the middle of the room, and nobody's allowed to talk about it.
Do you think they won't have sex?
All married couples stop having sex eventually.
That's not true. You've had sex with plenty of married people.
That's how I know.
Okay. Let's say it's companionship. How do you sustain a relationship without the za-za-zoo?
The what?
You know, that butterflies in your stomach thing that happens when you not only love the person, but you gotta have them. Isn't that what gets you through the years? Even if it fades, at least you have the memory of the za-za-zoo.
I'm fine with whatever people want to do. Just be straight with me.
I think that's how Bitsy proposed to Bobby.